live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by the Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the City of Prescott, the Yavapai County Contractors Association, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, the Framini, and Prescott College. Now, here's your guest host for Q&A, Sanford Cohen.
And good afternoon, everybody. So they are celebrating in the meantime as developments occur in both situations with the Prescott Area Shelter Services and Horses with Heart. That's coming your way next right here on Talk of the Town KQ&A. It's Q&A with DJ Phone. I'm Sanford Cohen, and we'll be right back with our guests here live on KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Home of the once-in-a-lifetime experience.
What do you mean, Ted?
On average, people are going to buy a new furnace or AC unit once in their lifetime.
So they might as well buy the best.
Yeah, because if our name's on it, we want you to be comfortable.
For a lifetime.
Go to GettlesHDM.com. That's G-O-E-T-T-L. The guys and gals at Gettle's get it. Got it? Good.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley Cottonwood, KQ&A. Coyotes Hockey brought to you by Yavapai Plumbing and Heating, Prescott Dirt, Nazaire, Country Bank, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Prescott Dental Center, and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
He'll shoot! He scores!
Arizona Coyotes host the Carolina Hurricanes, live Thursday night at 7 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, Prescott Chino Valley and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Quality of life. That's an answer you hear often when you ask somebody why they've made their home here. Quality of life is more than the beauty of nature creating the perfect backdrop for our days and nights. It's the people and businesses, the churches and groups that work every day to keep that quality of life high. The City of Prescott has launched the Prescott's Best program to recognize outstanding achievements, longevity, contributions to the community, and commitment to Prescott's quality of life by Prescott businesses. Findlay Subaru Prescott is honored to have received that recognition. Our employees are like you. They want a high quality of life too. When you buy a new Subaru, Findlay Subaru Prescott donates a portion of each sale to the Launchpad Teen Center in Prescott, a part of how we are nurturing that quality of life as good corporate neighbors. Findlay Subaru Prescott and FindlaySubaruPrescott.com. Doing our part every day to give back to the community and make the world a better place.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Sanford Cohen.
And we'd like to welcome back to Q&A, Katie Norris. She is with Prescott Area Shelter Services, the Director of Programs. And I guess if you're going to be the Director of Programs at a place like Prescott Area Shelter Services, you must have, like, you know, just a huge staff to have to manage, I would think.
That would be nice. But no, there's only three of us who work there. Our director is Carmen, and we have a case manager, Meredith. We are run mostly by our volunteers. We have about 100 volunteers who help us keep the shelter going.
That does seem to be a fairly standard model in terms of how a lot of nonprofits work, that you have a relatively small staff and a high number of very devoted volunteers.
Yes, we're very fortunate. We've had volunteers who have been with us since we started in 2007. And then when they come to us, they usually stick around. We have evening advocates who are there every night from 5 to 8. We have overnight advocates who sleep there. And we have meal providers who bring a meal almost every day of the month for about 26 people. So it's quite a task to take on.
And how do people generally find you? Are they referred to by other agencies, or is there a feeder through like the healthcare field or something like that?
Yeah, it's mostly referral from other agencies. We're on like the 211 information for Arizona as a shelter, or our website, prescottshelters.org. And people just call us. We're a shelter for women and children. So we usually have a wait list, unfortunately, but we get them on the wait list. And then as soon as we have a bed available, they can come in. We're a 90-day shelter, so people do stay for a while. And we work with them to meet their goals, get an income, and then help them find a place to live.
It is kind of, I guess, isn't it a little bit like, sad that you guys are busy? I mean, I not that you're, if you had an empty building, there'd be nothing for the three of you to do.
Yeah.
But the point being, though, is the fact that you've got a waiting list for homeless and in some ways a domestic violence kind of shelter. I mean, that really is kind of a testimony to the way things are.
Yes, it is. It's unfortunate. Luckily, there's us, Stepping Stones, Gospel Rescue Mission, CCJ. We all cover different areas of homelessness. So, we can refer to each other and things like that. But yes, all of our goal is to create more transitional housing so that we can get rid of emergency shelters.
Is the Prescott area different in some way with regard to the frequency with which these kinds of issues crop up, or is this basically the way it is in small and medium-sized communities everywhere?
I do think it is the way it is in other medium, small-sized communities. And then there's like Seattle, bigger cities where it is pretty prominent. They have a lot of resources. We're very fortunate that there are a lot of resources in Prescott per capita. We have quite a few, which is wonderful.
So briefly lay out the facility. How, how many rooms, what different activities are conducted? You say that they can stay up to 90 days. Is this all in one building?
It is. It's all one building. It's a dorm-style shelter, so everybody lives in one room. It's a 19-bed facility. They do have to leave every day from 8 to 5 to look for resources, work, things like that. They meet with our case manager. She kind of helps map out a plan with them and how we can support them so they're successful. We have mandatory classes a couple nights a week, financial classes, empowerment, employment classes, things like that that we offer to them. And that's mostly what their day looks like. They go, we help them look for housing, things like that. And then they come back at night. Our meal providers drop off a delicious dinner. They all have chores they have to do. They kind of settle in and make out a plan for the next day.
Now, are you set up for, how do you handle people with disabilities?
Unfortunately, because we have to close from 8 to 5, we can handle disabilities to a certain level, but they do have to be able to take care of themselves. And if they can't, then we help connect them with resources in different places throughout Arizona that we know can.
So you are about to announce, or you're here to announce, a grand reopening that, in fact, the shelter is now newly expanded. Give us an idea as to where you were and where are you now post-expansion?
Sure. So right now, for the last... Well, we opened in 2007, so 13 years or so, we served women and children, but usually sons up to 12 years old because we have a dorm-style shelter, so we couldn't have teen boys living in the same room. So we would serve them occasionally, like on a cot or a couch and things like that. But we applied for a lot of grants, and we got the funding to build on top of our community room two extra bedrooms with a bathroom. And it's just for moms with sons over 12, or a mom who has multiple kids, but one of them is a son who's over 12. So now we have that ability in this community to fill that need.
So is part of your responsibility when you take in a family like this to ensure that the children are attending school?
Yes. Yeah. One of our criteria is they have to be enrolled in school, mostly so that the mom can get a job. But she's a single mom. She's going to have to work. You know, that's her break during the day to get connected with resources. There are so many great resources in the school system, so it's good for them to be in school, too.
And when you say you close from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., you mean that everyone that has spent the night in the shelter is required to leave the premises?
Yes. Yeah. Staff is usually there during the day. That's when our guests come back and forth throughout the day to meet with the case manager. We do have computers. They can stay in use, but for the most part, we encourage them to go out, to go to their appointments, to go to job fairs, and things like that. If it's inclement weather or somebody's injured, we make exceptions, but on a day-to-day basis, we do close.
Is there any kind of thread that runs through a majority of the people that come to pass, circumstances or characteristics or things like that that people have that are common to folks that ultimately end up using your services?
A fair amount of familiar things, similar things, but it can be everything. We're not a domestic violence shelter. Stepping Stones does that. But, you know, for any other reason, divorce, loss of a job, addiction, getting out of jail, bad luck, moving here and not realizing that there is no affordable housing or very little affordable housing. Really any sort of reason, they call us and then we just add them to our wait list.
Well, in a way, it's assuring to hear you use the clinical term bad luck, because I think that's something that people really don't emphasize enough in terms of how people find themselves in unfortunate situations, because, you know, the first thing you think of is that, well, they must have some sort of a substance abuse problem or an addiction to alcohol or something like that, or in a domestic violence situation, something like that. But very rarely do you hear an operator of shelter services actually make reference to bad luck being a contributing factor to people ending up using your services. You're to be commended, but evidently that is a noticeable factor.
Yeah, I mean, so many Americans are one paycheck away from homelessness. So a single mom working three jobs loses childcare and then she can't work anymore. That would lead to homelessness. It's just one little thing can change and mess up something she's worked so hard to balance or something like that.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, I think there's a lot of people, so-called working poor, that are literally one car repair away from being unable to work, or they have to sacrifice somewhere else.
Yes.
And so, yeah, that's how they end up looking for help. Speaking of help, we're going to take a quick break. We want to talk about the help that is going to be coming your way from the Men's Golf Club at Antelope Hills. And I'm really curious to hear about this. So stay tuned. We have more coming your way here on Q&A. I'm Sanford Cohen, sitting in for DJ Phone. And you're listening to the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Today, there are many ways to return your heart to health. Yavapai Regional Medical Center's James Family Heart Center in Prescott, our heart doctors work together to find the solution that's best for you. YRMC's heart physicians are top in their cardiology specialties. They're trained in the most advanced heart procedures, many that don't even require an incision. That gets you back to an active life faster. The latest, less invasive procedures, innovative surgical solutions, world-class technology, and amazing heart specialists, all at the James Family Heart Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Inspired by you.
Hello, this is Teresa Brusso, principal at Granite Mountain School. Did you know in Arizona you can choose to keep your tax dollars local? You have the opportunity to invest in our children. Give up to $200 as an individual and up to $400 as a couple. When you give that investment to Prescott Unified School District, you'll receive that money back. This is an easy way to help our schools enrich our programs and help children in our community by keeping tax money local. Please go online to PrescottSchools.com and donate today. With your support, we continue to serve every child every day.
Are you financially prepared for retirement and saving in taxes the way you want to be? The Financial Facts and Tax Show can help answer that question. We cover topics like income planning, tax planning, and asset allocation. Listen to KQNA AM 1130, 99.9, and 95.5 FM Saturdays at 12 noon to Financial Facts and Tax with Ron and Barbara to help secure your finances.
Financial Facts and Tax is paid for by American Financial Security and is solely responsible for its content.
Hello, it's Natasha from the Girly Street Grill, and we're excited to announce we're offering breakfast. That's right, the Girly Street Grill will be your new downtown breakfast spot every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll be serving from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. all your breakfast favorites, from healthy protein breakfast with eggs, sausage bacon, to Southwest-style burritos. Yum! We even have a breakfast sandwich named after our very own Prescott mayor, called the Mayor Monte Cristo. You've got to try it. So mark your calendars to try the Girly Street Grill for breakfast starting this new year. The Girly Street Grill, 230 West Girly in downtown Prescott. View our full menu online at girlystreetgrill.com.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host, Sanford Cohen.
And sitting in for DJ Phone, who's a bit under the weather, we wish him a speedy recovery. And joining us in studio is Katie Norris from the Prescott Area Shelter Services, otherwise known as PASS. They are expanding their ability to serve more of the shelter needs of the public, and Katie was talking about the new addition that they've added on top of one of their rooms that has allowed for single women with young sons to be able to bunk together at their facility, and that's an important thing. Also important is the aid that PASS receives from generous members of the public. And the Men's Golf Club at Antelope Hills is aiding Prescott Area Shelter Services. Now, how does that work?
So every year they do a Leprechaun Charity Open event. And the last, I'd say, 6 or 7 years, they've chosen us to receive the proceeds from that. So we're very, very fortunate. This year it's on March 21st. And I think you can already register and everything. You go to the Antelope Hills Golf, of course, webpage. Joe is in charge of doing all of that. So you go. It's a fun day. They have a silent auction. And then all the proceeds come to PASS. So we're really fortunate.
Generally speaking, what kind of money do you guys raise from an event like that?
I think $4,000 to $6,000 is usually what they bring in.
That's very substantial.
Yeah, it's really nice that they do it for us.
Well, and for those of you that play golf, and I know you do, that is March 21st at Antelope Hills, men's club golf tournament that will benefit Prescott Area Shelter Services. So, if someone listening to us may not be a golfer, but they are interested in donating, obviously cash is king. It's always good to get money to help, defray expenses. But are there like everyday items that people can donate that PASS would find useful?
Definitely. Basically anything you use in your house, we can use too. So cleaning supplies, We could use a vacuum cleaner, anything like that. We have all twin beds, so sheets, blankets, towels, you know, bleach, anything, paper towels, toilet paper, 13-gallon trash bags. Our donation hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon. That's when we guarantee to be at the shelter because we're such a small staff. We have to go out and do meetings and things like that. But there will be somebody there during that time. But you can always just leave stuff on our front porch, too, if we're not there. We are a 501c3 nonprofit, so we are we qualify as tax-exempt mm-hmm. organization. So you will get a tax receipt as well.
So if the, I think I remember you saying in the early part of the show that there is a quote unquote meal provider that brings food to the shelter. Mm-hmm. What is the nature of that relationship?
So we're really fortunate. We don't have a full functioning kitchen. We don't have an oven or a stove. It would be a little tricky for 25 women to all try to make dinner at the same time at five.
Oh, yeah.
And then they all don't usually get enough in food stamps either. And so it's really great. The meal providers prepare a meal at home for, you know, 22 to 26 people. And then they drop it off between 5 and 5:30, just ready to eat. And our guests can have a hot meal at the end of the day. They can take leftovers for lunch. It's really wonderful.
Yeah, that is definitely something that a lot of folks are not as akin to. There's no problem as far as, you know, donating to food banks and stuff like that. And we certainly would never, ever discourage anyone from doing that. We do a couple of food drives ourselves every year with the postal carriers. But the idea that if you're going to have a shelter, you've got to feed these people, not mm-hmm. just house them. And they also provide bathroom facilities. So mm-hmm. you probably could use some toiletries and
yes,
shampoo,
definitely.
Conditioner, soap, mm-hmm. you know, body wash, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, we need all those things. We also have programs at our shelter. We have our homeless transition project that matches money that they save to move out, Wheels to Work that helps with transportation. We have our transitional housing program. We do have two homes in Chino Valley where people who can pay rent, we put them in there. Education to employability program, all sorts of different things that we use to support the women and children who stay at the shelter.
Certainly enough to keep you hopping as the director of programs.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So someone listening that might be interested in making a donation of items or cash and want to know how to get in touch with you and how to follow what PASS is doing. I'm sure you have a website of some kind that you work from.
Yeah, it's prescottshelters.org, and the shelter number is 778-5933, and all of our information is on the website, our wish list, our events, our programs, staff, directors, guest stories, and more. So it's a lot of information there.
Well, and it's a lot of information for folks to digest, but it's good to know that there are people in the community that are so devoted to helping those less fortunate as to make it their daily routine. And so, Katie, we appreciate you and thank you for coming, and give our best to the other two members of your staff and your hundreds of volunteers over at Prescott Area Shelter Services.
I will. Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break for the news, and then when we return, another fine nonprofit will be joining us live in studio. It's Horses with Heart, and they have their 17th annual benefit bowl-a-thon coming up here in the next couple of weeks, so we'll get all the details on that from Janice Shanks from Horses with Heart. You're listening to KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll have our next guest, but first, we're going to break for the news here on your Wednesday. We'll be right back.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. and you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LMS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Discover Cirque du Soleil, Axel, a new ice show beyond anything you've seen before. With spectacular ice skating, aerials, and acrobatics for the whole family. Cirque du Soleil, Axel. Coming to Fenway Toyota Center from March 19th to 21st. Save 25% when buying a family four-pack at CirqueDuSoleil.com/Axel.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a million questions flood your mind.
How can this be happening?
Am I going to be able to work?
What's a subtype?
What do I do now?
We know.
We went through it too.
But once you start to understand your options,
you can partner with your doctor
and find ways to face MBC on your own terms.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com and learn how to speak up and have a more informed conversation with your doctor.
Some questions have answers.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com to find some of yours.
There's an app to save on flights, an app to rent a bike, and an app to help you save for driving safely. The Allstate app gives you real-time driving feedback with DriveWise, giving you the power to lower your insurance cost. In fact, safe drivers can save 40% or more. Connect and save with DriveWise. You're in good hands.
Download the Allstate app today. Savings may vary by state and driving behaviors. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Use of Allstate Mobile with activation of DriveWise required. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
We're KQ&A.
AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley in Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley in Cottonwood, KQ&A. Good afternoon, it's Wednesday, February the 5th. I'm Gregory Scott reporting with news headlines, meta check of your weather forecast from the talk of the Quad Cities. Prescott's fire marshal has hung up his helmet for the last time. During his tenure, Don Devendorf moved through the ranks as firefighter, engineer, and captain before becoming a battalion chief. Devendorf later became fire marshal and served on the Prescott Fire Department's Wildland Off-District Team at the start of the program. He was also one of the department's first paramedics. Devendorf retired last Thursday. Next day, a celebration of his career was held at the Prescott Brewing Company. Fire Chief Dennis Light presented him with a mounted axe that read, "Thank you for your 37 years of excellence and service and dedication to the citizens of Prescott." Fire Captain Jim Kennedy gave Devendorf a second axe from the Firefighters Union Local 3066, then followed up with a third axe from the department's personnel. This mounted axe had red and blue lines and a fire department patch that was in use when he joined in 1983, as well as current patches from both the fire and police departments. While many people were watching the Super Bowl last Sunday, Cottonwood police officers were watching a house on Manzanita Drive. It was reported 41-year-old Sean Noble was allegedly involved in criminal activity while standing on his porch.
Officers were called to that area for an adult male exposing himself in front of four children, ranging in age from 4 years old to 11 years old. The children live in an apartment complex nearby and were walking in the vicinity of the suspect's residence.
Cottonwood police spokeswoman Sergeant Monica Cult says this isn't the first time Noble has been arrested on similar charges.
Noble was booked on four counts of indecent exposure and four counts of public sexual indecency, all felonies. Noble is currently already a level 3 registered sex offender for similar charges, and this investigation is ongoing as evidence was seized from his residence that will need to be sent to the lab for analysis.
Cottonwood police officers had to get a search warrant to enter Noble's house because he refused to answer the door. In your KQ&A weather forecast, clear skies on into the evening, 24 for the overnight low in the Prescott area, a low of 28 in the Verde Valley, sunny tomorrow, looking at a high of 54 in the Prescott area, 63 in the Verde Valley. Temperatures slowly warming over the weekend. A chance of rain, maybe even some snow showers Sunday night. That's news and weather brought to you this hour by Wallach and Volk. From AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting 778-2374 or go to CenturyPainting.com.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Sanford Cohen.
And joining me now in with Horses with Heart is Janice Shank. She is not just a volunteer, she is the co-chair of the 17th annual benefit bowl-a-thon that'll be going on Saturday, February 15th at Antelope Lanes. And Janice, I guess the first question I would want to ask is, tell us about Horses with Heart. What's the organization all about?
I would be delighted. Thank you for having me also. Horses with Heart is a ranch that houses at least a dozen beautiful, well-trained horses. And our clientele, our riders, anywhere from age 3 to 95, special needs riders, children with special needs. We have a Special Olympics on Saturdays. We compete in Special Olympics, too. We have a veterans component, mm-hmm. where veterans come and ride. And we have a Silver Saddles, which is seniors. So we have a lot of riding going on. And the riders are all very special needs. And, of course, you know, some grow to independence. That's our goal. In a six-week session, the riders go from being extremely supported. There is a horse leader. There's a horse coach. There is a horse sidewalker. There is a trainer. And there is an arena monitor, I'm going to call it. There are lots of people to support riding. Usually there are two or three, sometimes four riders in the arena during a one-hour session. And what we like to see is riders go from dependence to complete independence at the end of 6 weeks. We have a trail outside of the arena, and sometimes the horse leader will let go of the lead, and the rider is in charge. And they will go out on the trail. Of course, the safety support team, which is the team I just described, always are right there walking next to and supporting. And it's a great organization. It's an institution, and more than that, it's a family.
I'm just curious as to where did someone come up with this idea? Because the thought of gaining some measure of independence as a special needs person by riding a horse, it's not like intuitive, but it makes a lot of sense when you figure out that you're talking about taking someone who is totally unable to do this on their own, and by the time you're done with them in 6 weeks, they're able to do this entirely on their own, which is, in terms of time, that's an amazing transformation. Is there something special about the fact that we're using a horse to accomplish this goal? Because there's people that have special needs that, you know, go into job training and, all kinds of different methods of trying to instill skills and so forth. And, 6 weeks doesn't seem like an awful lot of time. I just wonder what makes this so successful that
it
happens so quickly.
It's almost miraculous. Not every rider becomes an independent rider after the end of their first six-week session.
Sure.
And sometimes some never do, depending on their physical handicap or just whatever. But it's a miraculous thing. And equine therapy... Well, we don't call it equine therapy. It's a bond between a horse and a human being and the team around them. Horses are really smart. They're very sensitive. And our horses are specially chosen and trained. We don't give the horse training there. They come to us, and they're qualified to accept a special rider.
Now, what makes a horse qualifiable, if there is such a word, to work with special needs people? What traits or characteristics does the horse have to have in order to be a perfect candidate for something like this?
They need to be healthy. They need to have a good disposition. They need to get along with humans as well as other horses. They take commands very well. They're very gentle with a rider in the saddle. We do Western and English as far as that goes. So horses have to be pretty adaptable also. But the number one thing I observe as a part of a safety support team right in the arena is the horses have to have a rapport with the humans that are around that horse. And we have male and female horses. We have a mini program too. The minis go out to schools. That's just a great thing. It's a lot of fun. But kids come up and pet horses, and we encourage our riders to go ahead and help us groom before and after their one-hour riding session. So there's a rapport built there. And, I mean, if you ask me, and I'm not a horse expert, it's pretty much symbiotic. It's 50-50. The human gives to the horse gives back, and then the horse gets emotion and, you know, love. I mean, it really is about love.
Now, where geographically, where is the Horses with Heart facility located?
Our ranch is right at the gateway to Chino Valley. Right before you get to Chino Valley on 89, our ranch is to the south at the roundabout at Kalinich Avenue.
Okay.
If you went one roundabout more, you would see Welcome to Chino Valley and the three horses that are there in the middle of that roundabout. So we're just before you get to Chino.
Now, is the fundraising part of this bowl-a-thon that you are the co-chair of, is that to defray expenses? Do you have some expansion or capital improvement plans for the future? I mean, what is the all nonprofits need to raise money, let's put it that way. And I would imagine Horses with Heart, if they're like most others, they have a very small staff and a large group of volunteers that
we have
get
a small
everything
staff
done.
And hundreds of volunteers. In fact, this past year there were 186,000 volunteer hours logged. It's a pretty amazing thing. This fundraiser, which is one of many, but it's a big one, is specifically for scholarship fund. So for Special Olympic scholarships, for general riding scholarships, that's what this bowl-a-thon fundraiser is for, scholarship.
Okay, so when a special needs person is determined to be possibly benefiting from the activities with Horses with Heart, there is a mechanism by which
they can apply for a scholarship.
Okay, and then some come in and they provide their own financing in order to make it happen.
Yes.
But then there's others that may be referred to you, I guess.
Absolutely.
All right. Mm-hmm. So now take us through, let's say, a typical initiation where the new rider is meeting the horse for the first time, and how does the progression happen in terms of where from that first meeting do they end up actually getting saddled up and going for a ride with help from the volunteers?
Sure. Every safety support team has a coach. The coach greets the rider at their car, provides a helmet fit, safety belt to hike that person onto the horse if that person needs that kind of help, and a handhold, encouraging words, smiles, and understanding. And that's very significant. The person, both people, feel at ease. You know, how you doing today? And you get camaraderie that way. Then when you're all fitted and you feel good and you've got a drink of water, Kleenex, whatever you need, then you walk through the gate and you approach the arena. At the arena, the rest of the safety support team is there grooming the horse. And you can invite your rider to wait in the gazebo right there or to go and help groom his or her horse. Or just say, hey, do you want to say hi to your horse this morning? Yeah. Okay, let's go pet your horse. Let's give him a hug around the neck. And whatever the mood or the climate is that day for that person, whether it's their first day or their 100th day or more, that's the process. So everybody feels comfortable, so much rapport. That's how. And then the trainers will say, Sanford, are you ready to go in the arena and mount your horse? Yes,
yeehaw.
Absolutely. Let's get going. Absolutely. So, so that's how it happens. No, there's nothing rushed. There's nothing that is uncomfortable. And everything is, I'm going to say therapeutic, but I've been warned not to say that word because it's just folks. It
indicates something more medicinal going on, and I understand.
Right. It's human kindness.
Are there other organizations like this?
Many.
Is this something? Oh, it is. So this is not something that's just unique to Chino Valley.
Horses with Heart is our name, and Horses with Heart is unique to Chino Valley.
One of a kind.
But we are certified nationally as a program. And we also provide clinics to train people in other states and in from Arizona also to be clinicians or owners.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite a process. It's quite a process to become nationally accredited. And we are.
What drew you to this group, the Horses with Heart group? What
my
was
granddaughter
it about
did.
Really?
Yes. When my granddaughter was 10, 11, she was just in love with horses. In fact, for her birthday, she wanted to ride a horse for her birthday. And so I said, when we retired and we moved to Chino Valley, I said, you know, let's go and find some place where we can volunteer with horses. And I got hooked.
Nice. Well, not just hooked. You are the co-chair of the 17th Annual Benefit Bowl-a-thon. It'll be going on Saturday, February 15th at Antelope Lanes. And so what are there teams of bowlers, or are you just bowling individually, or what's the setup for the tournament?
Well, the setup is let's have fun and make some money for a charitable cause. And yes, there are teams. Okay. Whether you're an individual and you want to bowl, or you have a team of five and you collectively register as a team of five with a team name, you can come and bowl. You can come and bowl. You get on our website, horseswithheartaz.org. There will be a big red box that says download the forms and the flyer for the bowl-a-thon, and you can print out the registration. It's very simple. Your name, your mailing address, youth or adult, how many people on your team? Do you already have a team? If you're single, you just want a bowl, we'll provide you with a fun group of people, and we get a variety of people to bowl. Well, one of the reasons I'm here today is to find out who's out there that wants to bowl with us. We still have lanes available. Antelope Lanes is very generous with us. They block off the whole bowling alley for us, and there are 24 lanes. So,
is there still time to qualify for an event T-shirt?
Yes.
Okay.
We because
so you
got to
register like
there's
right
not
now.
Not a guarantee.
Yeah, you got to register like right now.
You need to call. Yes, you could probably still get a T-shirt. I'm not personally guaranteeing that, but at the event, if you seek me out, I will be bowling on one of those lanes, and I'll be around. And if you want a T-shirt, I'll make it happen. If you want to sign up to bowl.
That's horseswithheartaz.org is the website. You can also call 533-9178 if you want to register, sponsor, pledge, or donate to the Horses with Heart 17th Annual Benefit Bowl-a-thon. It's going on Saturday, February the 15th at Antelope Lanes in Prescott Valley. There'll be a 9 a.m. check-in, and the bowling will take place from 10 a.m. to noon on February the 15th. And you can register right now. The cost will also cover a couple of games and your shoes. Maybe on a non-guaranteed basis, but maybe one of those collectible event T-shirts.
Our color this year is forest green.
Oh, nice.
With kind of like a camel-colored logo. It's a nice color this year. It's worth getting one. Well, one of the things, if I may mention about the bowl-a-thon, is our raffle. We have many donors around the Quad Cities, many sponsors, and we have collected gift cards, donations, gifts. Our raffle is tremendous.
Nice.
We usually bank at least $5,000 on our raffle. It's amazing. But it's amazing the outpouring from the community, especially when they find out what we do and who we are. Also, if you want a bowl, we have some door prizes that will pretty much cover the cost of your registration. No kidding. I'm not kidding.
I believe you.
$25 gift certificate.
I believe you.
You name the restaurant, we probably can get it to you. So we really want you to come out and join us for fun. If you don't bowl, come and buy a couple raffle tickets.
Thank you, Janice Shanks from Horses with Heart, and we wish you luck and success on your 17th Annual Benefit Bowl-a-thon Saturday, February 15th at Antelope Lanes in Prescott Valley. Thanks a lot for joining
us today. Thank you, Sam, for having me. It's been a pleasure.
You bet. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back for some final thoughts before we send things over to Ben Shapiro right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
John Dombrowski here with your culture and economy tip number 7. Tracking your net worth is simply the difference between your assets and debt. It's important to keep an eye on it, as you can keep track of the progress you're making towards your financial goals, or warn you if you're in need of some adjustments. I've been assisting my clients reach their financial goals for over 25 years and can help you as well. Call 480-991-1055 to schedule a complimentary financial consultation. Visit us at GrandCanyonPlanning.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. Again, that number is 480-991-1055. I'm John Dombrowski reminding you, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning Associates, LLC, and Client One Securities, LLC are not affiliated.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Will you be my Valentine?
Bruce, what does Valentine's Day have to do with Cottonwood Area Transit? After all, it's a sweet ride every day with Cat.
Rudy, life is like a box of chocolates. Every day with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
That's why you're a smooth operator, Rudy.
And I'm taking my sweetheart on the Verde Link to Sedona.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make every day a sweet ride.
Are you a denture wearer? Do you have problems eating, speaking, or just plain tired of your existing dentures? How about a solution for you to take control, to eat, speak, and smile again with confidence? At Bradshaw Family Dental, we have the technology and experience to get you back to enjoying life. Give us a call for a free consultation, 775-9495 in Prescott Valley, or 237-1305 in Chino Valley, or online at BradshawFamilyDental.com. I'm Dr. Frosto, and I look forward to meeting you.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host, Sanford Cohen.
Well, the votes are in, and President Trump, as you might expect, has been acquitted by the Senate. And so, and that's on both of the trumped up charges. you knew that was coming. I just want to say that having seen the State of the Union address last night and witnessing the shameful behavior on behalf of the Speaker of the House in tearing up the speech that President Trump delivered, I think that is as childish and as idiotic a move as I've ever seen. And it just shows you that, Pelosi has absolutely zero credibility left. And if she thinks a stunt like that is going to somehow make her a badass in front of her her colleagues, I think if we're sampling some of the response that we've heard today, it looks like that is almost guaranteeing President Trump's reelection. Not that it was necessarily in doubt, but when she tore that speech up, she not only was tearing up President Trump's words, she was tearing up the deeds and the actions of the people that were being highlighted in the State of the Union speech, not the least of which were the Mueller family from right here in Prescott that were there in the gallery honoring Kayla Mueller. And so far as I'm concerned, you can take Nancy Pelosi and Mitt Romney and stick them in a sanctuary city somewhere and let them try and make their way through life the way that, these crazy folks think is going to be to their best interest. And I'm just, the whole thing is just disgusting. I think the number of representatives that couldn't even find their way to stand for a 100-year-old Tuskegee Airman is just, it just shows you how far off the rails the Democrats have gone. And there's no turning back. They're basically all in. When Chuck Schumer went on to discuss his response this morning and his so-called final arguments, the first argument that he brought up about President Trump's speech was that it was demagogic. Okay, so that's going to get you a whole bunch of people walking around, repeating, hey, Schumer says it's demagogic. We got a demagogic president here. Yeah. These guys, there's really no other way to say it. They are literally head over heels in love with the smell of their own farts. And they're just going to keep on farting all the way to election day. And hope you enjoyed having the House. You didn't do anything with it. But when the House turns over and we could actually get some stuff done for this country, just imagine, the great track record that was built with a president that was being constantly investigated by every arm of the government, undercover, all the mainstream media, everybody else jumping on this poor man, and yet he was still able to deliver the best economy that we have seen in decades, and also a true progressivism, that we're making progress. Where these so-called progressive people, there's nothing progressive about them. They're regressive. They want to regress back into some kind of crazy socialism thing. And the president was right to point it out. And I just want to say thanks for pointing it out. And also for, on behalf of the radio industry, for recognizing Rush Limbaugh the same week that he had the terrible news of the stage 4 lung cancer. It was an amazing performance. And the Democrats, as far as I'm concerned, take the rest of the year off. You guys are totally useless. We will be back tomorrow. Gregory Scott is going to take over, and he'll do Q&A. I'll be back with you tomorrow afternoon. We've got Ron Corbin, the city manager of Cottonwood, joining us at 4 o'clock, along with Daniel Greenfield, who will be telling us the inside scoop about George Soros. So you'll want to tune for that on Talk of the Town, 4 o'clock tomorrow. For DJ Phone, I'm Sanford Cohen. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.